I think it's very sad. I think you can come and get everything here. You know, whatever you want, what with like Woolworths close in and then Wilko's, you know, where do you go now? You know, I don't believe in this shopping online, you know, because you order six things and send five of them back. And I like to feel the material and look at the item. Yeah, so it's so sad. Yeah.
And what do you think this means for the future of Ashford? Do you think that this is sort of one step towards everything closing?
Yeah, I think so. The way things, every time you pick the newspaper up, it's another shop, another cafe going, another shop going. You know, you don't know where to go next, apart from online, which the youngsters are all right doing that, but older people, they don't really know what to do, and half of them haven't got computers to order online. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And did you start shopping at Wilko when it first opened?
Yeah, which was a few years ago. Yeah.
Do you remember when it was a Sainsbury's before?
Yeah.
So, were you expecting it to close, or are you quite surprised to hear that?
I'm not surprised. You know, unfortunately, we were one of the limited ones, weren't we, that, you know, we're going to go. So, but yeah, it's so sad.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And all those jobs as well.
Yeah. You know, and in Ashford, where are they going to get jobs? Because everywhere you look, it's for sale. But then I have seen places we're recruiting, but, you know, it's probably a minimum hours, which people don't want minimum hours, do they?
It's been there for so long, and everything in there is a good value. And it's a nice shop, staff are nice, and I've shopped there forever and going to miss it being there.
Yeah. Have you shopped here since it first opened?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, but it used to be Sainsbury's, and then they took over, and since they took over, I've been shopping here.
Mm. And where else will you go now to sort of get the sort of things that they sell?
I don't know, because it's quite competition there. Their pets area is really good. I buy all the pet stuff there. Their home area is good, so I don't know now.
It's just another devastation, isn't it, for the high streets? You know, we're guilty ourselves, I suppose, of shopping online. Yeah, it's just another gutting thing. More people out of work.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, also, there's a lot more shops around it are closing. Look at County Square, there's Debenhams has gone, Next is out to survive, so it's worrying, I think.
Yeah. And do you think that this could be the start of a lot more shops in Park Mall closing their doors?
I've heard a couple of Paul saying the council should knock it down and do something else, but...
Yeah, so they have put in plans, actually, to convert this area into flats. Oh. So there are concerns now that this closing could fast-track those plans.
Yeah, we don't want shops. End of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
And did you shop at Wilko when it first opened? Can you remember when it first opened?
No, because we weren't living in the area, but my mum and dad certainly were, and they did. We moved up from Bromley about 4 years ago, but we've always had a Wilko's near us. But this was the first Wilko's I ever shopped in, was this one. So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So overall feelings, is it? It's a shame. And
it's just bad for the area.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, job losses, people, it's just...
And then, of course, B&M reportedly are now taking over.
Yes, they bought a few.
Well, they're not going to keep this one going because we've already got a B&M in town, so...
Yeah.
Another blow.
I think they've got a plan for it, ready to do flats, and I think it's been there a long while because I'm 80, and I've seen them let it deteriorate everything.
Really?
And they can't attract the people, and so the shops, and they put everything absolutely.
Mm. And were you surprised to hear that Wilko was going to be closing?
I was sad. But it's the only place that you could get the bits that I wanted. I mean, a box of matches even.
Simple little bits and bobs.
Yeah,
that
it always is. I've spent a lot of money in it.
Yeah. So where will you go now to get similar products?
That's the point.
Yeah. So
I don't know. I really don't know. We'll have to search for it. But anybody who hasn't got a car is really coming unstuck here.